Yay Mobile.
Hi, Dave. N0TR Mobile.
Well, good morning there, Mr. Tom. What are you up to today?
Well, I'm looking for a bottle of booze. I think it's out of my pay grade, so I've never found anybody yet that, turn that radio down, Bernice, that has it. So we're going to head back to the house. Bernice does the baking for the Oktoberfest, and there's a certain kind of cherry booze that I can't pronounce that's German, and I'm sure it wouldn't move very fast. So I'm thinking it would be, you know, I know Total Wine has it down on Woodruff, but there's no way this old man's going down on Woodruff to find it. So I think I'll call the daughter and have her pick up a bottle of it. Bernice makes these cupcakes, and in the center of them, they got this cherry, I'll call it schnapps, but it's not. It's a brandy. As much as I know about liquor, Dave, KB4CBA in 0TR.
Yeah, remind neck of the woods. I got you full quieting on the input.
Probably 15 watts. It's on the second one up from the lowest. And on this old radio, like this old geezer you're talking to, it's still working. I think I might run over on Gap Creek Road. There's a liquor store there and get that. We just turned off of Wade Hampton on Subaru to head back north. I was just trying to figure a way to get out of the I-85 traffic there. Hi.
Well, just stay off of I-85. Oh, me. I tell you. It's always a lot of fun. I just had a buddy of mine who, he lives in McConnell, and which is near York. You know where York is. Anyway, and he had some business yesterday here in town, and then some this morning. So he came and spent the night last night, and he's a buddy of mine. We used to eat breakfast every Saturday morning, and for years and years. So we got to eat breakfast today at the IHOP over in Greer.
Dad, they got some good grub there. I love their pancakes. They're a little sweeter than what Bernice makes usually, but she's pretty close. You know her and recipes. She's always looking up some. So she'll be baking for the next 2 days. Some of the stuff you can do ahead of time, some of the stuff you can't. Oh, it's always nice to have friends. We're so far from back in Kansas. We've been here 11 years, and at my age, a lot of them are not there anymore, and it's 935 miles up there. I saw in the paper this morning Greenville was nominated number 5 in the United States as the most popular small city in the United States now. So the secret's out, Dave.
Word. Who let the cat out of the bag? Let's see. So that's where all this traffic's coming from. Well, I mean, there's a lot to see and do in Greenville. It's, so I like living here. But I don't really see it as a tourist town. Like Charleston is, and, places like that. But anyway, oh man. Well, I'm at the Wally Mart here in Taylor's. I'm going to go in and see what Wally has, and then I got to pick up some lunch for the grandkids. They're with us for the next 4 days. So while our daughter and her husband are going to New York City.
the air when we landed there, I told Bernice it looks like a bunch of maggots down there. Yeah, I assure you, it's not the influx from Kansas that's coming down here. It's more northeast, areas 1, 2, and 3 up there. I've only met one person down here from Kansas, and it was a lady in downtown Greenville when we were on vacation 1 year, several years back, and she was from up in Kansas, but most of them that I meet nowadays are New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, and I guess all news, Pennsylvania, you name it. A lot from Maine, too, it seems like. But it's northeast. But it is the United States, and you can move where you want. So that's c'est la vie. Anyways, Dave, have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. I'm getting near home, but I'm going to run on around the horn here to the Willis's Liquor Store and see if they got any of that booze. Have a good day, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR. Come see us sometime.
Well, I'll have to get back up there. And I'll send you my address. Heck, it seems like you're over on my side of town more than I'm out where you are. But anyway, but we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. Enjoy this liquid sunshine in 0TRKB4CBA clear.
That's a good one, liquid sunshine. Yeah, we could do that. We both had our third shot now. Where at? Oh, turn there, she says. Yeah, that'd be fine, Dave. And what's the next one? Anyway, she's trying to get me to turn and get confused here where I come out. And I don't really see the need of it. So I'm going to go on past home. Oh, shoot, liquid sunshine. That's definitely a one this morning. We've had 6 inches of that liquid sunshine this month. And if I'm not mistaken, it's about in 7 days. That's a pretty good average. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR, 73.
KB4CBA.
4QLG, KO4NUE. 4QLG, KO4NUE.
NUE and 0TR. So you don't want to talk to me, huh? Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing, bud? And listen, I just want to thank you for the calendar. I meant to tell you that the other day, but it just totally slipped my mind. But I appreciate that.
Well, I think you'll enjoy it. And I sent Bill one and you one. And beans are new hams. And they have all the events on there that... of the year that just kind of keeps you on top of things. I like it. And it's good till April, even though it's late in the year to get one. But you see what it's like. You might want to get one yourself next year. And they do make nice gifts. But when they first come out, they get like $3-4 more for them. And then later in the year, they want to get rid of them, so they get them at a good rate. I always enjoyed that. It reminds me of things. I'm not much of a contester or anything like that, but there's some interesting events there. You can even tell when the moon's going to be around and what phase, I think. Anyways, what are you up to, Chad? We're out looking for some cherry brandy of sorts. It's a German for Bernice's baking escapades.
Well, good luck with that. I know y'all on the German theme this week, and that sounds very interesting. But I'm trying to get in touch with my cousin up in Pickens. I'm not having very much luck on the cell phone. So, Tom, let me see if I can get a call out to him right quick and see if I can touch base with him for a second, if you don't mind. KO4QLG, KO4NUE.
4 QLG here. How you doing?
Have some cell phone issues this morning, so just want to let you know that we're just planning on Friday, and if possibly the river is high enough, we'll test out that new canoe and see if we can get, I don't know, a mile or two down, I guess, or we'll try it out. We'll try it out. We'll figure it out. I don't know how that's really going to work in a canoe with a big old boy like me and a slim fella like yourself. I got a feeling one of us or both of us might get dumped. but that's part of it, ain't it?
Chad, I got to clear out. We're going to go in the store here. And good to hear you and good to hear your cousin, 73. And good morning to you. This is Andrew Altier.
I'll check in with you in just a little bit, but go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
And to you too, Tom. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, Friday sounds good, Chad. I got 2 paddles and 2 life jackets. Maybe we won't need but one.
Ivan, am I driving or you? I mean, who's paddling, you or me?
I have rings for the paddles to fit in, so there's a paddle in each of our hands. You gotta do one side and I gotta do the other.
No, I didn't spend much time in a canoe, but I think we'll figure it out. but so I'll just plan on coming up. I'll talk with my wife and we'll see. I may just come on up tonight and we'll just we'll go from there, I guess. But anyway, I'm just trying to get through this cell phone issue this morning. But anyway, nice talking to you, and we'll just plan on finishing Ryobi up next week, and we'll be done with that, and we can move on to other things. So, okay, is there anything you want me to, anything I need to bring?
I think I've right off the top of my head, if you got a couple of sandbags, we can pick some sand up on the way and fix that weight distribution issue. What you think, like 5-6 sandbags?
Okay. Alright, there's the first heat round. Okay. Alright, so here's my answer. So, how many sandbags is it going to take you to get you to the bottom of the river? That's the real question, right?
Figured we'd pick the sand up on the sandbar that we load in, so we're not carrying. Is that what you're talking about? By the way, that number 5 or 6, that was a lot lower than I was originally going to say. I was taking it easy on you.
No, what I'm saying is, how many bags, after I tie them to your feet, is it going to take you to get to the bottom of the river? that's my heat round back at you.
Oh, that went straight over my head. I missed that one completely. I thought you'd been nice. I should have known better.
You fired the first one off. I mean, come on. You gotta let me fire back.
And you got me on that one. I'll be thinking of a better one.
But I hear the phone ringing, so I'll let you go. Have a good day, and I'll see you. I'll see you when I see you. But like I said, I gotta get this next test out of the way, and that's gonna determine everything. So, all right, KO4 QOG, KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
4 QOG, I'm clear off.
AB 4 CPA mobile.
Out there, Dave. Headed back home about 2 or 3 miles from home in 0TR.
You struck out at the liquor store?
Yep, afraid so. And I'm just going to call the daughter and tell her she can go down there and get it. There's a wine store a high-end one down on Woodruff. And this fella's not going down to Woodruff for that. I'd like to go to Cabela's, but I just ain't going to drive down there if I don't have to.
Walking. Well, hang on just a second. I got to place an order here.
Roger, 0TR. Inside, Dave. I'll pick it up there in 0TR, clear.
Okay, I just got through the... They're running a little slow at the window here, so I'll be here a minute.
BA in 0TR.
4CBA still waiting at the window. I'm making progress there.
Lab down to the doctor's office this morning at 10:30. So she had to starve till then, so we had to go to McGaggle's and McDonald's, barf. But it was something. We was going on down to Wally World and a few other places looking for that booze. And at any rate, I told her, don't make laboratory appointments that late. Gee-many. You get the DTs waiting on to eat breakfast.
For like 11:30, and then you can, they say you just have to wait 4 hours after you eat to have your lab. So I eat at like 7 o'clock, and then I go at 11:30 and have my labs, and then I can eat lunch.
Well, you have a different doctor, and they tell us 8 hours, nothing after midnight. But usually I go at 8 or 8:30 in the morning. It doesn't matter. Talked to Phil for quite a while this morning. He was headed to a charity event today downtown. I can't remember the hotel. You remember it, Bernice? Ace Hotel? Anyway, it's a new one down there. And he was going to have to do some blue-collar work. Can you believe that?
So, Phil's done his share of hard work. He used to be a contractor back in the day, so he was one of the first guys I knew, or that I know, that bought a cell phone. He bought one of those cell phones that was $1,500.
You're gonna have tools to work with, you know. And I had friends that had those ones, mobile ones, in their car that went through Bell Telephone back in the old days that were, what they call them. It was an agriculture type guy that reclaimed the land from the old coal mines and that. His name was Red Fox, and he was an ornery old coot. Well, he had one of those in his car, and another fella I knew that run the paging system, he had one. I had a pager for quite some time when I worked at that machine shop for 32 years because it was 300,000 square feet, and if they needed me, they paged me a number, 1, 2, or 3 or something. You knew which ones were urgent. You had to go call back real quick and see what they needed. But that's about as close to that as I ever had.
KB4CBA. Yeah. Well, Steve told me that him and Phil were doing some talking on 9-4. He says there's rarely anybody on that repeater, and I don't usually scan on my radio, so I just leave it on 6-1. And but anyway, he said they've been talking on 9-4 some, and but most of my conversations with Phil have been rather brief. But boy, I tell you, this is a heck of a day to be doing a fundraiser. But I'm happy for him. I hope it accomplishes all that it needs to for him.
Called it, but I don't know if I said that right, Dave, but something of that nature for people who have donated in the past year, and he does it once a year. And I was just gigging him for having to do blue-collar work this morning. He's had to work hard for what he's got all of his life. Yeah, we talk on 9-4 now and then. And to free up this repeater. And I enjoy it over there. It depends on what part of the country you're in. But I don't usually scan it. If there's nobody on here, I scan quite a few things, but mostly aircraft frequencies. And if there's a few emergency ones in there, just for something to keep me alert and to keep your mind thinking about different things and what's going on. It keeps you wider awake when you're driving. The lady in the liquor store said she heard it might stop raining today. I heard tomorrow. We're hoping that for Amy's sake down there, or that Utter's sake, that it does stop today. Give it a chance to dry out a little bit anyways. This is Enduro TR.
I'm forecast thing here says it's got a 70% chance tomorrow, and then partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, so and on into the week. Looks pretty good, so next week looks good so far, unless they've changed it, or you know how that goes. But anyway, all right, well, let me run, and I'll talk to you later. My wife just came out here and got the kids' meals that I got. I guess she couldn't wait for me to get inside with them. We got our two youngest grandsons with us for 4 days, so I don't know if I'd have signed up for that one, but anyway, I got roped into it. Have a good one. N0TRKB4CBA clear.
Yeah, I hope you got your motorcycle fixed, Dave, or getting it fixed so that you can get out there and enjoy that weather. And looking forward to seeing it in the fall weather. Take care. KB4CBA N0TR clear.
I'm going to have to get one of the parts from a junkyard because they don't make it anymore. Nobody has it, and it is unavailable. So I've tried several places, and so I'm going to have to buy a used one. I hate to buy, well, a used transmission part, but I guess I'm going to have to if I want to ride it. But anyway, I'll get it going here sooner or later. KB4CBA clear.
You might even try eBay. Sometimes it'll surprise you. All right, Dave, talk to you later. I know how you feel about youth sports. N0TR.